now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Once we're all happy at the same time.
Well, good day, America, and welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast, and you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. They give us a lot of love. We like to love them right back, but it's all about radio on the go. The platforms, the devices, the various different ways that you can get not only the Spano and Black Attack, but the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Joe has most of the devices, and he knows all of the ways, and he's going to guide you down the path of radio on the go.
I sure will, Bob. It starts with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. Also, on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. So check all that and more out at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, be it Apple, be it Android, be it PC, or even just go to iHeartRadio.com. There's a wealth of on-demand content from the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. There's TuneIn Radio as well. Very much the same thing in that it's an app that's versatile. You can download it to any of the aforementioned devices. There's a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and never, ever let us forget the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network each and every day.
And if you're serving this country overseas and we're giving you a little bit of a taste of home, well, we're happy and proud to be a part of it. Thank you for your service.
Well said, Bob. Couldn't have said it better myself. On the other side, we'll set the table, start knocking things down for a Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You smash us together. We're the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. We'll tip this bad boy off right after this very brief timeout.
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
GEICO presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. for this week. Get out your Shazam app now and check it out. Plus, have fun and interact with GEICO. Gecko yourself and share it with friends. Watch your favorite GEICO video. Get a quote. Shazam now for the full list and experience more with GEICO. The Shazam 15, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
GEICO presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI? Too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, GEICO has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on GEICO.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
And we could do that. It is Monday, after all, and it is 5 o'clock somewhere. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY if you're looking to dial in. And, of course, if Twitter is more your thing, at Span56, at BobBlack71. And, of course, at Sports Byline USA. What do you say we set the table, Joe, and get this sports buffet underway?
And before I do that, I do have to correct you. It's definitely 5 o'clock in the afternoon somewhere in the world.
Okay.
It's not Monday everywhere in the world. There's an international dateline. Somewhere it could be Tuesday.
That's true. That's true. But if you, but if you're already drinking, you might not know that.
That's also true. So I just thought I'd point that out. I'm like, well, it's not Monday everywhere in the world, and we are worldwide because of American Forces Radio Network and the Internet and all these apps. So I said, well, someplace in the world, some drunk could be listening to us on Tuesday and, you know, sometime in the middle of the day on Tuesday, thanks to the international dateline.
That's true, too. We could consult with Jerry on that because I'm sure he's drinking somewhere.
Yeah, well. He's drinking right there in San Francisco. That said, we probably should set the table and get started as we have a jam-packed Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. And obviously, we're going to start with the NBA. There was a Game 7 in the NBA playoffs yesterday. It was an Eastern Conference semifinals. It was won by Toronto, and now they are being led to the slaughter at the hands of the Cleveland Cavaliers. So we'll talk about how they got to the Eastern Conference Finals and how that game unfolded. We'll probably take a quick look at Toronto and Cleveland as well as a matchup, but dive deeper into it on Tuesday. That said, at 40 after hour number one, 8:40 a.m. Eastern time, we're going to have our Thunder and Warriors preview with we got Joey McWilliams from OklahomaSports.net. He'll join us at 8:40 a.m., 40 after hour number one. Then as we move along, we'll, you know, and we've covered all things NBA, we've got to go to the diamond and talk a little Major League Baseball, as there was a couple of bench-clearing brawls in the Texas Rangers-Toronto Blue Jays game, and that deserves a lot of attention as to, you know, as to why it occurred, how it occurred, and everything else. So at 25 after hour number two, 9:25 a.m. Eastern time, we're going to be joined by Warren Cromartie, former Montreal Expo, former Kansas City Royal, former Japanese League legend as well. And he'll join us at 25 after hour number two, 9:25 a.m. Eastern time. And we'll talk to him about, was the slide dirty? Was the low throw dirty? Why did it take so long for this to get settled? All those things. You know, was this just baseball being baseball or a lot of sides out of line? I thought we'd get an old major leaguer's perspective on that. And Warren Cromartie will give us just that at 25 after hour number two, Bob.
And, no question about it.
You know, and while we're talking to him, we'll talk about his cause, and he's leading the movement to bring Major League Baseball back to Montreal. We'll bounce it around the major leagues as well. And then from there, anything else in the world of sports that interests Bob or I, we'll talk about, and that's how we'll take you home. So that's your Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack in a nutshell, and we should probably dive right in and recap Game 7 of the Eastern Conference semifinals between the Raptors and the Heat that was won by the Raptors 116-89. They take the deciding Game 7 And now they advance to the Eastern Conference Finals, which starts Tuesday in Cleveland, and they take on the Cavaliers in what I think both you and I expect to be a rather short series that likely will go no more than five games.
Yeah, distinct possibility. I mean, without Valanciunas, they just don't have a chance. I mean, it's literally what it comes down to. But they did the job against Miami. And you know something? They finally did something that we have been critical of. They dominated at home for the most part. They took care of their business on their home court. They didn't lower themselves to the occasion. They actually rose to the occasion for a change. And they earned their place in the Eastern Conference Finals. If they were at full strength, I would have maybe a different take as far as the competitiveness of what's about to happen. But unfortunately for them, they're not. And I said it last week, and I'll repeat it again. They're lambs being led to the slaughter.
I couldn't agree with you more. I've talked all postseason long about how the Cavaliers have been, you know, far and away in many ways the best team in the NBA postseason, playing by far the best offense of any team in the postseason. If you look at the Raptors thus far in their postseason, their offense has been, I mean, they were terrific yesterday, and they looked a lot more like they did in the regular season offensively. But throughout the first two rounds of the playoffs against less than great competition, their offense has struggled with ball movement, consistency, efficiency. Lowry and DeRozan have been up and down, to be kind, throughout this postseason. So when you look at how each of these teams is playing, the fact that Toronto has been pressed throughout their two rounds of the playoffs thus far, while Cleveland is yet to lose a game and has been rested, it's really not much of a matchup. That said, let's talk a little bit about how Toronto ended up getting to the Eastern Conference Finals. And you're right, finally for one game, it all came together for the Toronto Raptors, and they played by far their best game of the NBA playoffs. They didn't let the pressure of being at home in a deciding Game 7 be a disadvantage. They didn't let that collar tighten as they have so often. Their two guards, who are so up and down, one game good, three games bad, one game good, three games bad, and every time you think they turn the corner, the next game they come out and they haven't turned the corner. Well, for one game anyway, and it was an important time for them to do it, Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan were terrific, and they led the way for the Toronto Raptors, in particular Kyle Lowry, 35 points, 9 assists, and 11 for 20 from the field. He was great, and it was very much needed for the Raptors in this deciding Game 7. You know, the Raptors did a nice job offensively, 47% yep. from the field. They got to the free throw line 43 times and really took advantage of the Whiteside injury for Miami, because without Whiteside, without Bosch, they just have no size left. They can't protect the rim. The Raptors took advantage of that and got a lot of high percentage shots, and they just creamed Miami on the boards, 50-30 overall, and out-rebounded. This is even more important. You shoot 47% from the field, and you win the battle on the offensive glass by 13.
Yeah.
Well, your opposition's really not going to have a chance. So I think those couple of numbers really tell the story of this basketball game in a great way.
No question about it. And I mean, you know, you talked about the lack of size for Miami and Hassan Whiteside not being in that lineup. And, you know, let's be honest about it, Joe. I mean, Justice Winslow started at center. And you know, look, when you're down to that desperate, where you have to play that kind of small ball because your bigs that you have left on the roster are so ineffective. And that's just it. I mean, you know, Amari Stoudemire, there's nothing left in the tank. He doesn't have anything left. Josh McRoberts, you know, he's an okay player, but he's not for them.
He ain't, because they're gonna. I guarantee you, they trade him in the offseason. He's been a terrible fit for them, hasn't he?
No, no question about it. And then you know, you throw Udonis Haslem, the ancient one, into the mix as well. I think he's been playing center since Willis Reed was on the Knicks. I mean,
get me to criticize Udonis Haslem, though. He gives you everything he's got every night. Look, he's always come up big for them over the years.
Not question about it. And I'm not criticizing Joe. I'm just saying what was available for Eric Spoelstra to put on the court. And there was just nothing there. And, you know, particularly in the fourth quarter, when you look at the fourth and with their 11-point fourth quarter, there was literally nothing left in the tank for Miami. They were on fumes, and it showed. They were done.
That's a fair statement. You know, and I'm surprised to hear you say this, because I know when both centers went down, and I talked about the fact that I thought Toronto had this huge advantage with Bismarck Biyombo, really not so much on the offensive end, and turned out he had an advantage on both ends of the floor, but on the defensive end, and the fact that those bigs that Miami has left wouldn't play any defense, and it wouldn't allow them to stay on the floor. You kind of thought that Miami would be able to get something out of those bigs, and you really saw they got nothing out of those bigs, Bob, yep. And it ended up being one of the key factors the rest of the way in the series.
No question about it. We'll pick that up on the other side, my friend.
Exactly right. We're Spano and Black on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Y'all think you're smart, don't you?
Yeah, but y'all don't know nothing. That's right. Nothing.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. At Span56, at Bob Black 71. And, of course, at Sports Byline USA, if Twitter is more your thing. Before we went to the break, we were talking about the centers, or lack thereof, on the Miami Heat and their inability to deal with the advantage that ended up being that of the Toronto Raptors with Bismarck Biyombo in the center position. Joe, we knew defensively he was going to be a difference comparatively to Miami, but he contributed more offensively than I thought he was capable of, and the Miami centers just had no answer whatsoever.
You know, Bob, he's never going to be mistaken for a great offensive center, but he's done enough, and he's become one of these players that does enough down low in the paint, whether it be from being a garbage man or in the pick and roll or some of the other things, that you at least have to guard him, and it's not 4-on-5 basketball. And he's a dynamite rebounder and a terrific defender. He's the classic second unit center. You know, he's like the elite backup quarterback / elite backup center. He's that guy. If you have to press him into more serious duty, he's not going to embarrass you, but he's never going to make you forget that he's not your full-time starter. But he's really just a solid piece and a solid contributor. And when both centers went down, that was an advantage I saw that Toronto could exploit. And at times through the back end of this series, they did just that. We saw them really exploit it here in this Game 7 as Biombo had 17 points, 16 rebounds. He was a huge factor on the offensive glass. The fact that he was able to protect the rim while the Miami bigs were not, as you mentioned, Justice Winslow starting at center, and that tells you all you need to know of about what Miami thought about their bigs. So that was really, you know, in many ways, one of the other stories of the game, the greatness of the two all-star guards, at least for one night. Bismack Biyombo, his clear advantage in the pivot over anybody Miami could put out there, allowed Toronto to dominate the boards. And, you know, they shot it well enough where that domination of the boards ended up being a huge difference. And, you know, this was an interesting basketball game in some ways. And there weren't very many games in this series that were great games by any stretch of the imagination. Competitive, close, and hard fought, but a lot of ugly basketball with poor ball movement. This game, in particular for Toronto, they shot it better. They moved the basketball better. They didn't turn the ball over as much. And they executed much like they did in the regular season, and it's why we thought so much of what they had going. While Miami, as you said, for about 2.5 quarters, from an execution aspect and from a scoring aspect, they kept up. As you said, the size of the Raptors, Biyombo down low, and what he was able to do, coupled with, again, the continued poor ball movement and the work of Lowry and DeRozan, ended up just wearing down the Miami Heat as the ball stopped moving and the turnovers started coming and the offensive assault from Toronto took over. And really, from mid-late third quarter on, this game was all Toronto Raptors on their way to the 116-89, you know, drubbing of the Miami Heat.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, there's a lot of off-season things that have to happen with Miami. I mean, we addressed a little of it with whether or not Hassan Whiteside needs to be re-signed. You and I are in accord with that. There's going to be a lot of suitors for him. They're going to be hard-pressed to keep him and probably have to, in their minds, overpay him if they decide to go in that direction. You know, what is Chris Bosh's future? Does this team become Goran Dragic's team? How does Joe Johnson fit in? You know, do they bring him back? You know, Luol Deng, where is his fit on this basketball team if Chris Bosh comes back? You know, they found a couple of nice bench pieces over the course of the season in Richardson and Johnson. You know, as you said, Wright's a pretty solid player as well. Gerald Green will probably be gone. He was more of a pain in the ass than he was worth. You know, they got a lot of questions to answer on this basketball team. They were impressive during the regular season in staying the course and being a legit playoff team, not one that, you know, you looked at them and you went, all right, they got in. But going forward and trying to be competitive in the East with Atlanta, with Toronto, with Cleveland, with Detroit up and coming, they and among other teams, they have a lot of questions that need to be answered. And boy, they better get the fill in the blanks correctly. Otherwise, they're going to take a pretty precipitous slide. And I think it all starts with Whiteside.
I think you make some great points, and probably in the remaining 5 minutes we have in this segment, since we've addressed the whys and wherefores of the deciding Game 7 and how the Raptors end up in the Eastern Conference Finals, and tomorrow we can spend a bunch of time previewing that matchup with the Cavaliers and try and figure out some ways where Toronto can actually tax Cleveland. That said, we should probably spend – so we've done what we need to do as it relates to Game 7 Eastern Conference semifinals between the Heat and the Raptors. What we should probably do is go where you went, where you started to take us, and weigh in with our thoughts on exactly what Miami needs to do, much like you talked about, what they are going to do, and what the composition of this roster will actually look like for next season as they decide, hey, you know, as they look at themselves, say, how do we continue to compete in the East? You talked about, and we'll start with Chris Bosh. You know, he'll likely be declared healthy and 100% ready to go for next year, much like he was for this year. I just don't know if this blood clot situation is something that's going to continue to come up and ultimately undermine his career, where you keep trying to build around Bosh as your best player and your core player, and you keep losing him. You know, it becomes a tough decision for Miami, becomes a tough decision for Chris Bosh as it relates to Chris Bosh, the family man, his safety and everything else. So anytime you got Chris Bosh on the books and you're paying him and he's one of your core pieces, well, it's an uncertain building process because you just don't know if Chris Bosh is going to be able to be out there. If he is, he's one of the elite players in the game in many ways. His versatility on the court, what he can do, how amenable he is to different styles of teams, how open he is to different roles within quality teams, whether it be lead guy or third guy or anything in between. So Bosh is going to be there at least to start. If they can keep him on the court and keep him healthy, well, it goes a long way towards their success in the short term as far as continuing to be a relevant contender in the East. I think it starts there. But the answer to that question is so uncertain because you just don't know, Bob.
Yeah, no, I think that's fair. And I think that's where, as management, and we don't know if Miami and Pat Riley sees it this way or not, I truly believe you need to start with Hassan Whiteside and build this team around him. I really do. He has shown enough now in the body of work to recognize that he does enough offensively. Like you said the other day, nobody but Andre Drummond rebounds like he does. He's a rim protector. You start with him. I don't think you can start with Chris Bosh anymore. I think Chris Bosh has to be a player who complements what Hassan Whiteside can bring you, and I think you need to have that backup plan for the ultimate Chris is hurt again moment when he goes to the bench.
It's like trying to count on Josh Gordon, you know, as an offensive weapon if you're the Cleveland Browns. Well, you know he's going to get in trouble, and you know he's not going to be back. Well, this is kind of the same thing. You don't know for sure, but how do you count on him?
Right, exactly. Dwayne Wade has shown you he still has something left in the tank. Yeah. And he was so impressive throughout the playoffs. So obviously he can still be your wingman. Goran Dragic, you know, I'm down on the guy.
He's there and on the roster. He's signed. You're not going to be able to trade him.
Oh no,
so
no,
he's
no.
Going to be back.
I'm not talking about moving him. I'm just talking about making the pieces fit together. And you know, again, he shoot first, pass second. It on this team. With Dwayne Wade on this team, it works to a certain point. But again, it the pieces of the puzzle, how they all fit together going forward, it remains to be seen. But I think it all starts with Whiteside. And it has to because of the fact that Chris Bosh can't stay on the court.
It's a huge factor, huge problem. Pat Riley and company have some real tough decisions on for a number of reasons. You're going to have to pay Hassan Whiteside. There's going to be a lot of teams with a lot of money. And it's going to be $20-plus million a year for 4 years. It's going to be somewhere around $90 million overall.
Yeah.
And this is not one of those situations where, you know, if you're the Heat, you say, okay, we'll get guys filled in, and then we'll say you can get more years and more money here, because there's no bird rights for Miami on Hassan Whiteside.
Right.
So he can go anywhere, And the long and short of it, the Heat can't give him any more money than anybody else, number one. Number two, they can't sign a bunch of guys around him and then go over to cap to sign Whiteside. That's not going to happen. So Whiteside, so if you sign Whiteside and you sign Wade, that's going to be about $40 million right there, because they're going to each get around $20 million a year. You got Bosch already on the books for $20 million plus. There's not a whole lot of money left with Dragic on the books and everything else to fill out the rest of the roster. So Whiteside's situation, pretty tricky. I don't know how many or all of these pieces they can keep. It's going to be a very tough rebuilding process for the Miami Heat this offseason, or retooling process. And Whiteside's going to be the toughest of decisions because of what he brings to the table and the fact that you don't have his bird rights. It's going to be an uphill battle trying to keep him. Joey McWilliams next here on the attack. We'll preview Oklahoma State and Golden State. Oklahoma City and Golden State, that's next here on the attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Keep it where it is.
When you need spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Goldbond pain and itch relief cream with lidocaine. Goldbond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Goldbond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two croissant sandwich for just $4 today, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Phones go to hold for a couple minutes as we're joined by Joey McWilliams from OklahomaSports.net. And welcome to the attack. Nice to have you back with us, Joey. Bob Black, Joe Spano, welcome aboard.
Really glad to be with you guys again.
Well, nice to have you with us, as always. The Oklahoma City Thunder doing the job against the always intimidating San Antonio Spurs, and a combination of athleticism, size on the inside, which dominated San Antonio, and a very impressive victory over the San Antonio Spurs. What did you see going on with that series?
Well, I think you summed it up. And if you watch San Antonio, it's always one of those things that this is the team you want to watch. You want to talk about fundamentals. You want to talk about watching a team that does it right from top to bottom, start to finish. And the Thunder just had the answer all the way through. I mean, the bigs were able to get rebounds. 5 out of 6 of those contests. You go back to game one of that series where the Thunder were just absolutely dismantled and they were out-rebounded. And from that time on, you get Cantor and you're able to get Adams on the inside. It made all the difference, I believe, in the world was the inside play. I mean, Kevin Durant's going to get his. Russell Westbrook's going to get his and more. But it was the play of Cantor and Adams that really made the difference.
You know, Joey, it seems that in the postseason, and look back at this series, one of the things that the Thunder figured out was how to close out games. It was something in the regular season they did a horrible job with. If you look at the numbers and you look at the San Antonio series, 5 points or less last 5 minutes, it was the Thunder that excelled at executing and not the San Antonio Spurs. And by the way, in that series of 6 games, 3 out of 4 close games, won by the Oklahoma City Thunder. So it looks like they've gotten past that hurdle. Plus, they've embraced that size and physicality that they have. When you look back at their matchups against Golden State this year, where they came up short was down the stretch. Beyond that, they played them pretty even. Could that be kind of the difference in this?
I think so, and I think it could be maturity as Steven Adams is really coming into his own as a player on the inside. And I'm not going to say supplanting Serge Ibaka just yet. There has been a lot of talk around here, around the state, that Ibaka is not performing up to four. I think when you have a player like Steven Adams and even Cantor in what they're doing and how they're emerging as bigs and how they're absolutely making the most of the time in which they have, you can't take away from that, and you can't try to force the issue and put Ibaka in. By the way, Ibaka's numbers aren't that bad either. It's if you have players like Cantor and Adams and Ibaka all averaging double-figure scoring, you need to stick with what you have. But talking about closing things down, and the Thunder notorious for not being able to do that over the course of the regular season, 21 times giving up the fourth-quarter lead and failing. They just made some adjustments. I think a lot of credit needs to go to Coach Billy Donovan and what he did in going up against Popovich and making the adjustments on the inside. You know, even those three close games that you talked about, two of those came down to the wire. A couple of questionable calls that even the most hardcore Thunder fan has to look at and say, and that could have gone one way or the other, that no-call foul with Leonard on Westbrook in the end of Game 5 when he went ahead and goes on in. I think that's also just a testament to the hard-nosed play of Westbrook. You know, sometimes when you get fouled, give up, just go ahead and dribble on the end, just toss the ball off the backboard, you know, make a show that you're taking a shot simply because you knew you got fouled and you're going to the free throw line. He simply didn't do that. He played hard, acted like nothing happened, went on in, got the shot, got the foul, and the Thunder get the victory and cruise in Game 6, which, by the way, a number of Thunder fans and folks that I was talking to and watching the game as well, you know, get the big lead in the second half, and still that began to evaporate somewhat. And it's kind of one of those deja vu thoughts. Here we go again. Are they going to give up a 20-plus point lead in the fourth quarter? And they didn't.
Well, you know, it's interesting, and we're joined by Joey McWilliams from OklahomaSports.net here on The Attack. You know, you mentioned Billy Donovan, and Joe and I have been talking about that quite a bit. And this is why this guy was brought in here. And his ability to adjust, his ability to recognize that finally Enes Kanter is playing enough defense to keep him on the court at the end of the game, and recognize that essentially their twin tower matchup was working against one of the best fundamental and best coach teams in the NBA. Well, Billy Donovan's already earned his salary for this year by getting them to the Western Conference Finals.
I think so, too, and I think that's a big key, and it's Cantor's defense, and it's also Adams' defense as well. I have gone back and looked time and time again at the closing seconds of Game 2 with all that went right for the Thunder, all that went wrong for the officiating, I think, even in that game in those closing 13 seconds. But you watch Steven Adams come back down the court guarding just about everyone in a Spurs uniform that made it past half court. It was Steven Adams, really, that made that play at the end that kept a hand in the face of two Spurs coming down the court after the ball was stolen on the inbound, a hand in the face of Ginobili, a hand in the face of Parker even as he shot that three near the end. I mean, the defense, you're exactly right of both of those and the adjustments that need to be made, like moving people around. And I think, really, that's going to be the biggest key when you move on into this next series with the Warriors. How can they play defense against a team that just seems to be unstoppable offensively, in not only inside but specifically outside? And I think that's going to be a big key for Coach Donovan. Is he able to not only slow down the three-point shooting of the Warriors, but actually maybe to bring it to a halt? That is the big key. Can he do that? Movement away from the ball. You know, coaches lots of times talk about what you do away from the ball on offense. And I think that's going to be key on defense in this series, what the Thunder players do away from the ball on defense. Because if you're able to go out there and slow down that three-point shooting and limit it, not just contest it, but limit it, what's that going to do on the inside? What about that dribble penetration that Curry can do as well and move the ball around on the inside? Can Cantor and can Adams make a difference on the inside if they are able to shut down the three-point shooting, which is, you know, it's tough to think about shutting down the Warriors' three-point shooting, but that's going to have to be a key.
Oh, I definitely think that's a key. But, you know, it's interesting when you look at this matchup, and I think the one given is that Oklahoma City is going to dominate on the interior. Adams, Ibaka, Cantor, they're going to beat up a smaller and small ball Golden State Warriors team on the interior. And they're going to start the series likely without Andrew Bogut because of the adductor injury. So I think that makes it even bigger advantage on the interior. I think one of the big keys for Oklahoma City is their ability to stretch the floor a little bit and not allow Golden State to slump on those bigs so that they can take advantage of their physicality. Can Durant hit, you know, can Durant do it from three like he's always done it against Golden State? He's had a great year against Golden State. Can Westbrook mitigate the turnovers and do a nice job from three? Can they get something out of the two guards on a more consistent basis? And I think if they stretch the floor here with the way they're playing and in many ways with the way Golden State is not playing, I really, really think the Thunder have a real shot here.
I think so, too. And about a week and a half ago, I don't think anyone's even thinking about talking about the Thunder being in this position at all because of how well San Antonio had played over the course of the regular season. And I think it does warrant mention that this is a San Antonio team that lost just one home game during the regular season, lost two to the Thunder in the playoffs. And that may be the OKC fan on the inside there that wanted to drop that number. But as you're talking about the defense there, I think they have to stretch it, too. But I also believe that the Warriors may try to stretch Oklahoma City's defense just a bit. There's no question that Cantor and Adams can dominate on the inside, but that's where Draymond Green steps outside and shoots the ball. That's where Spate steps outside and shoots the ball. And I think they're going to try to see if they can pull that defense out from the inside. But we go back to Ibaka, you know, and what people have talked about. Ibaka's not giving all. Ibaka's shooting 54% from behind the arc during the playoffs alone. He has not simply gone away. And the point that you mentioned and what you're addressing about stretching the floor, I think Ibaka can do that. And if once it does, on the other side, you know, the dribble penetration for Oklahoma City as well. Can Westbrook limit the turnovers? Yes, he can. Can Durant keep up what he's done against the Warriors? Yes, he can. And it should be worth watching to see if he does it. But it's going to have to take the good ball movement that you go back to the beginning of this conversation. The Spurs have always done over the years. They looked a little bit slow. The Thunder did move the ball around just as well. It looked like a page out of the Spurs playbook at times as to how well the Thunder was moving the ball around. They just have to extend that to another series.
Well, I think it's going to be interesting to see how the Warriors go after him with that death lineup, because the stat ratio is incredible. They outscored opponents by 321 points in only 134 minutes on the floor. That's phenomenal. And I would imagine Kerr's motivation here is going to be, let's get the bigs gassed. And if they can get the OKC bigs gassed, at that point in time, Oklahoma City has no answers for the smaller lineup of the Golden State Warriors?
Well, and it's a different feel than it has been over the course of the season series. Of course, the Warriors won all three of those, and that's no secret. But I don't think that it shouldn't be missed on the fact that the Thunder was able to at least run the score into triple digits with them as well. And you talk about the turnovers that the Thunder had during the playoffs and what they need to limit. There were turnovers all over the place in the Warriors series, all through it. And that was a key to the victories for Golden State as well. Are they going to gas the big men? I don't know. I don't know that that's going to happen through. I mean, I think that has to be part of the Kerr's thought process. But he has to know that the Thunder can play and get into triple figures with them. If they can limit the turnovers, they're going to be right there at the end. And there we go back to the start of the conversation. The mentality has changed for Oklahoma City. And they're not dropping the fourth quarter losses like they had been early on.
See, Joe, I think that's where you make a great point. This evolution that's happened about the last 2 months of the regular season and now rolling into the postseason. A lot of those late game fourth quarter losses really happened early in the year as this group was finding their way under Billy Donovan. Last 2 months of the season and this entire postseason run, that inability to close out really hasn't been an overriding issue. It was an overriding issue in a lot of the battles with Golden State. But I think if they mitigate that, OKC really has something here. People forget, because now we've talked about the identity they forged with the bigs. They got two of the 10 best players in the game. And they can match you point for point and man for man with Westbrook and Durant. So I think this is a very even series for all the reasons we've entailed, not the least of which is the Thunder are playing their best basketball and are their healthiest right now, and the Golden State Warriors are not playing their best basketball on either end of the floor, and they're not their healthiest.
No, and those are all valid points, and add to that not only the identity evolution, but also involved in that is the fact that the Thunder does play down to the wire. I mean, it's not a matter of 47 minutes and 45 seconds, 47 minutes even in 55 seconds. It's been 48 minutes of basketball for Oklahoma City all the way through. I would say with the exception of game one in the San Antonio series when it got just a little bit out of hand, and that, by the way, could have been a game that was lost by 50-plus points and held to within 40, and I say that tongue-in-cheek, but still, it's a team that has played down to the wire and played with effort all the way through, and it's tough to say anyone can match point for point with Curry, and I don't know that necessarily can or is going to happen this series, but Westbrook and Durant both, and you throw in Curry and either Thompson or Curry and anyone else on the team, but those two together in a two-on-two matchup, as you talked about, I believe it bodes well for the Thunder.
Joey, before we let you go, a quick prediction and where we can find more information.
Okay, I would have said the Warriors beat the Spurs when this thing all gets underway, even being a Thunder fan. But I think just with all the points that we've mentioned, I say the Thunder in six. And I think they come back home and they win it in the peak, and they're able to get a crowd excited about a series with, I think, and with all that you talked about in the previous segment, I think that the Cavaliers come out. But the Thunder in six on this one, maybe a little bit of a homer call, but that's all right. That's the fan in me. And where you can find more information about sports in Oklahoma, college and high school sports as well, you can find that at oklahomasports.net.
Well, Joey, we appreciate the couple minutes, and it might be a bit of a homer call, but I have a feeling some so-called experts are going to be jumping on the OKC bandwagon. We appreciate the couple minutes. You're welcome back anytime. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Really enjoyed the time with you guys. You have a great show.
Thanks. Joey McWilliams here in the Attack, Joe, and he is a loyal listener. He tells me he listens all the time, so always nice to have him on board.
On the other side, we'll quickly tie a bow around hour number one, take a look ahead to hour number two. That's next here on the Attack. I'm Spano, he's Black. You keep it where it is.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You see, everything is all right.
Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black, Joe Spano. And, you know, we'll give you our thoughts on San Antonio OKC as well later on in the show. But we got a lot of baseball to talk about as well in hour two. And we're going to be joined by Warren Cromartie, ex-major leaguer and ex-Japanese legend, and get his thoughts on what happened between Toronto and Texas yesterday. Fun show all the way around. Joey brought a lot of good points in. And, you know, little bit of a homer call, as he said. But, you know, something, there's a lot of legitimacy to his thought process there. And, you know, OKC, they're for real.
No doubt, Bob. They definitely are for real, and they're playing their best ball. And, you know, we'll do it the back end of hour number two. We'll get to our thoughts and preview that game. But we'll spend the early part talking baseball. But we're going to step aside for the news here on Sports Byline, then hour two of the Attack.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Bernie Sanders in hot water with federal elections regulators. The Federal Election Commission saying they found 8 campaign finance violations in a report filed by Sanders in May. They include donors exceeding the individual donation limit of $2,700 and accepting donations from people living outside the United States. There is a New York Times report claiming Donald Trump has a history of questionable behavior with women, and it has one of the women mentioned in it up in arms.
They told me several times and my manager several times that it would not be a hit piece.
and that my story would come across the way that I was telling it, and honestly, and it absolutely was not.
The article quotes women, including Donald Trump's ex, Rowan Brewer Lane, who related incidents when Trump allegedly treated them as sexual objects or making comments about their bodies. She told Fox News that she was misquoted. This is USA Radio News.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg holds a meeting with some prominent conservatives to talk about the issue of suppressing right-wing stories on the website. Specifically, some Republicans are concerned that Facebook is excluding conservative stories from appearing on the trending topic sidebar. Attendees at the planned Wednesday meeting at Facebook headquarters include political commentator Glenn Beck and other Republican Party media experts. The search suspended for a missing cruise ship passenger. Here's USA Radio's Anthony Lucero.
The U.S. Coast Guard search and rescue coordinators are suspending the search in the Gulf of Mexico for a missing cruise ship passenger. Samantha Broberg was reported missing from the Carnival Liberty on Friday as the ship was about 200 miles southeast of Galveston, Texas. The ship reported that video showed the 33-year-old woman falling overboard from the 10th deck around 2 a.m. The Coast Guard's 8th District Command Center coordinated 20 hours of searching and covering an area of more than 4,300 square miles. I'm Anthony Lucero.
And this is USA Radio News.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Two people are hurt after an accidental shooting at a high school graduation ceremony in Kansas. Witnesses say a man's concealed firearm discharged at Augusta High School's graduation ceremony. The man with the gun suffered a wound to the foot and was taken to the hospital. A woman suffered serious injuries and transported to a Wichita hospital after taking a hit to the leg. Top law officials in California stumping for a technology bill. We get details from Randy Fuller.
DAs in San Diego and Los Angeles are joining others to urge Congress to pass a bill requiring technology companies to provide decrypted data to law enforcement. San Diego County District Attorney Bonnie Dumanis is voicing support, along with Los Angeles District Attorney Jackie Lacey and Manhattan's DA Cyrus R. Vance Jr. The bill is sponsored by Senators Richard Burr of North Carolina and Dianne Feinstein of California. It's meant to restore the authority of judges, requires firms to be compensated for their assistance, and leaves tech companies free to decide how to design their operating systems as long as the company can comply with court orders. I'm Randy Fuller.
A CIA agent reported to have tipped off the authorities who arrested Nelson Mandela in 1962. The late South African leader would spend nearly three decades in prison because of it. London Sunday Times citing former CIA agent Donald Rickard as the source of the report and of the tip-off. Rickard, who passed away in March at the age of 88, reportedly said he had no regrets about any of his actions. I'm John DeMaster with USA Radio News. Get breaking news on the web at usaradio.com.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We'll pull up some dust and sit down.
Yeah, we could do that. We can do that and more. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. At Span56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA, if Twitter is more your thing. You can reach us in a multitude of ways, and we have a multitude of ways that you can also listen to us, because as much as we love our affiliates and all our terrestrial radio outlets that we have, it's all about radio on the go, the devices, the platforms, the different ways you can get not only the Attack, but all the programming here in the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And Joe is here to explain it to you.
Well, it's one of the reasons why I'm here. So we'll start with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. It's sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. Also, on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, and this is a great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, be it Apple, be it Android, be it PC, or you can even just go to iHeartRadio.com. Wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. A wealth of on-demand content, an app you can download to any device you can think of, and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and never, ever let us forget the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network each and every day.
Indeed they do. And if you're serving this country, no matter where you are in the world, and we're giving you a little taste of home, well, we certainly appreciate your service, number one. And if it gives you a little warmth and a little comfort, well, that's our blessing. Thank you for your service.
Well said, Bob. On the other side, we will quickly set the table for hour number two and dive right in on this Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. If you want to weigh in, dial us up at 800-878-PLAY or on Twitter at Span56, at Bob Black 71, or at Sports Byline USA. We'll tip off hour two right after this short timeout.
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone, and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two croissant sandwich for just $4 today, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
GEICO presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. for this week. Get out your Shazam app now and check it out. Plus, have fun and interact with GEICO. GEICO yourself and share it with friends. Watch your favorite GEICO video. Get a quote. Shazam now for the full list and experience more with GEICO. The Shazam 15, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Now go home and get your shine box.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. At Span 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course, at Sports Byline USA. Let's set the table, my friend.
We're going to do it quickly, and then we're going to start knocking things down. Most of the focus this hour is going to be on Major League Baseball. Hour one was primarily the National Basketball Association. You know, we did our share of talking about Game 7, Eastern Conference semifinals. We took a quick look ahead to the Eastern Conference finals, and no surprise on our thoughts there. And at the end of the hour, we talked with Joey McWilliams from OklahomaSports.net, and we gave you a pretty thorough preview of the Western Conference finals between the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Golden State Warriors. In this hour, we're going to talk about the beanball incident and the two bench-clearing brawls in the game down in Texas between the Rangers and the Blue Jays. We'll start it right there at 25 after this hour, 9:25 a.m. Eastern Time. Warren Cromartie will join us, and we'll get a major leaguer's perspective on exactly what happened. Then at 40 after, what we'll do is we'll roll back into the NBA a little bit, and we'll give you our preview and our picks for the Western Conference Finals. And that's how we'll spend hour number two here on the Attack, Bob.
No question about it. And so we jump into baseball, and benches cleared twice, as you said, in the seventh inning of last year's ALDS. And the spillover into this year came up yesterday as extremely bad blood between these two teams erupted, and Odor punching Joey Bats in the face and landed a punch that Amir Khan would have been jealous of.
Most fighters would have been jealous of. It's not the first time. Back in 2011, he had an incident not dissimilar to this in a minor league game, except he was on the other end. He was the guy who made the hard takeout slide. And again, in that A-ball game, he threw a hell of a punch. And the guy is not afraid to fight. He's ready to roll, and he can throw a punch, and he's going to hurt somebody one day if he continues to get into these fights. I mean, it don't happen all that often in Major League Baseball, but he's the one guy ready to go. And, you know, you mentioned going back all the way back to the ALDS. You know, it's funny how long this took to develop. These two teams played an entire four-game set up in Toronto without incident. They went through the first two games of this three-game set without incident. All of a sudden, nothing happens until the eighth inning. Joey Bats gets plunked by Matt Bush to start the eighth right in the ribs. And then the very last pitch in the top of the eighth, you get bench clearing brawl number one. And that's the one where Odor lands the tremendous right hand. And you know, that's the very heated one. You then follow it up the very first pitch of the bottom of the frame. And you get Prince Fielder hit, benches clear. It's more of a typical baseball fight, lots of dancing, and Prince Fielder doesn't put team's in a position where the situation is going to escalate further on this day, and he goes and takes his base. So that's basically what happened. Now it's the situation of, why did this take so long to happen? Why wasn't this taken care of when these two teams met in Toronto in that four-game set number one? And if you wanted to take care of business on your home, you know, on your home field, as it were, why wasn't this done earlier in the series? Why did this wait until the eighth inning of the third game of a three-game set, and it was a one-run game at the time? The timing, to me, was very strange, and it's not something I can wrap my head around.
Well, you know, one of the questions that the Toronto ball players brought up was the fact that they waited till the last possible minute to do this. And the answer, quite frankly, is there's no room for retaliation this season unless they meet in the playoffs. These two teams do not meet again this season. So whether it goes all the way back to last year's bat flip or the hard slide this year.
Which is where it goes. It goes all the way back to the bat flip in the ALDS by Joey Betts, which is why he took one in the ribs.
Exactly. And the hard slide that he put on at second base, which, you know, was borderline dirty. It was a hard slide. It was late. He didn't go out of the base path, but it was a late slide, and specifically something that baseball has tried to and has legislated out of the game. Mm-hmm. The timing was just because of the fact that this is the last time these two meet, unless they meet in the playoffs. And
explain what you mean. I don't understand what you mean. So you waited to do this at the very end so that there could be no retribution? Well, now it's just left hanging out there until the postseason, and it's going to start up all over again at some point.
If they happen to meet in the postseason. If not, it spills into next year. You know,
I still don't understand what your point is. Why would you wait to do this? I don't get
because
it.
Because the point is that as of right now, they got the last lick.
Well, technically the Blue Jays got the last lick because they plunked Prince Fielder.
Well, I'm talking about the fight itself and the punch in on Batista, because obviously that's the direction Texas wanted to take it. They wanted to make him pay. So they not only made him pay with the HBP, but once after the hard slide took place, you know, Odor took it into his own hands, literally, and punched him out.
Yeah. Fair statement. You know, again, I looked at this, and, you know, I understand with the way they legislate baseball now, the slide was technically illegal. But that's one slide that's just a good, hard, you know, old-school hard baseball slide. Yeah, it's a little late, but it's in the base paths. And Batista doesn't stay up. He's down. He's sliding, trying to break up a double play, which he successfully did, by the way. You know, and then the interference call ends up making runner and batter out, and the inning's over. Odor nails Joey Betts with the punch, and that's, you know, basically then the dancing comes in, and that's one of the two bench-clearing brawls. But I thought everybody followed, you know, in many ways, baseball protocol. You know, the timing, again, to me, was odd. He gets plunked in the ribs. It's not a head-hunting shot. He goes down the first. He makes the hard slide and says, hey, you know what? You got me. Now I'm getting you. And Odor followed baseball protocol perfectly. He's coming to make the double play throw, and in the pivot, he makes that throw. You make that nice, low, hard throw right towards the runner's head, and you force that runner to get down. And that's exactly what he did. So really, outside of the fight that happened and the punch and everything else, there was really nothing dirty here. This was baseball in many ways policing itself, and now that baseball in some ways is over-legislated, I'm all for the safety rules around second base, but I think more of that should have to do with guys going to chase players out of baseline than the good legal hard late slide. But that said, baseball's legislated a lot of this out of the game. But in my mind, in all reality, outside of the timing being peculiar to me, and perhaps maybe they should have got this done earlier, this was just two teams playing old school baseball and policing themselves and saying, hey, you know what? You won the ALDS. You hit the home run. You didn't have to show us up like that. We're going to make you pay. And then the opposite side retaliating and say, well, I'm going to show you for making me pay, and I'm going to make you pay. And then there was a fight, which is always illegal, and you'll see a whole bunch of suspensions as a result.
Yeah.
But up until the punch thrown, I thought everybody handled their business outside of the timing the way baseball players do.
Yeah, but we always talk about the self-policing aspect of baseball, and you're spot on right as far as it goes. The dumbass rule in the middle of it, taking the hard slide out of baseball, because he didn't go out of his way. There was no intent to injure. He was going up to break up a double play. Everything was settled up until that point. Odor was the guy who decided to take it to the next level. And, you know, I think when you see, and you talked about the suspensions, I think when they come down, he's going to bear the brunt, and rightfully so, because he escalated everything to the next level. At that point in time, it was a self-policing moment. From that point on, it was all on Odor, and it should not have happened.
That's a fair statement. Odor will get the longest suspension. Joey Bats, I guess, has to get a short one. Jesse Chavez will get a short one because right. He is the guy who plunked Prince Fielder after both benches had been warned. And the guy who's going to get the next longest suspension, John Gibbons. He had been ejected from the game earlier for arguing balls and strikes. And if you notice, when you go out there and that brawl takes place, he's out on the field. So he's going to get a nice long suspension and a big fine as well. We'll talk about all of this with Warren Cromartie next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. We put the phones on hold for a couple of minutes here as we're joined by ex-major leaguer Warren Cromartie. Warren Cromartie, multiple all-star Japanese league legend, and pushing forward right now on the Montreal Baseball Project, and that's where we'll start. Good morning, Warren. Nice to have you on board. Bob Black, Joe Spano, welcome.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're doing fine today. You're spearheading the effort to bring baseball back to Montreal, and it's the Montreal Baseball Project. Talk about that a little bit before we get into the shenanigans of yesterday's actions.
Well, I tell you what, we can use this as a cushion to the real action. been started just about 5 years ago, you know. We've gone on 11 years now since we lost our ball club, and now they are the Washington Nationals, and you know, I started it by myself 5 years ago trying to get some awareness up in Montreal, and we didn't really have anything since the Expos left, and which I thought was a travesty. So I started this one-man crusade to start talking baseball back again in Montreal. At that time, there's a lot of venom in the air. A lot of fans were still upset about what happened, their ball club, and the Sampson and Jeffrey Loria area there with the ownership. So it was a lot of venom out there. So all I want to do is get them to start talking baseball. And, you know, in between that, we lost Gary Carter, my teammate, Hall of Fame at Montreal Expo. And, you know, I pretty much called the city out, says, you know, we got to do something for Gary. And, you know, his spirit pretty much set the tempo. And we've been pretty much building blocks ever since then. The momentum has really shifted to a very positive status. We've had three games, exhibition games in Montreal the last 3 years, averaging over 90,000 plus. We just had the Boston Red Sox this past spring training, end of March this year, over 106,000 for two games. So the people have really spoken regarding baseball, the beloved Montreal Expos. They want their team back. So we got the commissioner on board. We got Major League Baseball on board. So I think it's a matter of time before we get our ball club back.
You know, Warren, before we get to the incident, real quick, how close are we? It sounds like Montreal has re-embraced baseball as its fan base, and they sound like they're in a position to support a team. I know there's a stadium plan in place that could very realistically and very feasibly be done, but would you need expansion to happen in order to get a team in Montreal, or would an existing franchise have to move there? And how close, really, is Montreal to getting a Major League Baseball club back in Montreal?
I think we're real close. I mean, there's no team right now for sale. You know that the teams are making noise that need a stadium and need another place to stay. It's pretty much already out there with a couple of teams, and both of them in American League. And, look, relocation would be fine for us. Expansion may cost us a little bit more. The time in that may be a little longer. And we're ready. We're doing our due diligence behind the scenes here, but I think we're real close. I can smell it. I can almost feel it there with the momentum, especially with these games in Montreal. And I don't think Major League Baseball is going to wait too long for a ball club for a city of 3 million, one of the largest cities in North America, without a professional baseball team, that's had a team there since 1969, even before that with Jackie Robinson. So, you know, look, we got a lot of history with it. We got the fan base. We have the people that want to put it together, and I think it's got to take its own natural course right now. So we're right in the middle where we want to be, and I think it's realistic that we're going to get our team back.
Well, Warren, let's get into yesterday's incident. You know, most baseball fights are hugging and dancing, but this one was not, as Odor landed a right hand that most professional boxers would be proud of. But this was bad blood spilling over from last season in the playoffs. And Joe and I have been going back and forth on this a little bit about the timing of this. I understand why it happened, because theoretically these teams will not meet again this season unless they meet in the playoffs. And Texas, Odor specifically, decided he was going to get in the last word. And that was the punch. How do you view it as far as baseball fights, and whether or not the timing on this was a bit curious?
Well, look. You know, still it started from the bat flip during the playoff last year, and it's something that a team that didn't forget about it. And, you know, you're hearing a lot of talk about, yes, new school, it's all new change now, the unwritten rules, and all how baseball has changed. Baseball has not changed that much in regards to maybe a little strategic with the shifts and everything like this. And every time I watch a ball game, the distance between home plate and first base is still the same. From the home plate to the mound is still the same. And, you know, Toronto, Texas Rangers wanted to make a statement. I don't know why they're not talking about the way Odor took the ball from Beltre to turn the double play. I think he skimmed off the top of his helmet. But, look, that's old-school baseball. We had a home plate collision a couple days before that. I mean, that's just baseball. The timing of it, hey, there is no – Batista had to know it's coming. Now, you know, they waited till the last day, whatever day that it happened. They picked it. They picked the right moment. And I'm hoping for a rematch. These guys get into a playoff again, and all hell's going to break out again. But that's hardball. So, you know, I don't have a problem with it. The slide was a little tardy on the slide. But if Batista really wanted to get him, he should have knocked him in left field. But, hey, you know, you got all these new sets of rules. It's taken away from the aggressiveness as far as playing the game. But, hey, that's just old school baseball, man.
Those are the dulcet tones of Warren Cromartie joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. You know, and that was funny. In the last segment, we talked about this, and I said the exact same thing. Yes, they've legislated the hard slide out of the game, and I think they've over-legislated that a little bit. I'm of the mindset it's one thing when you go sliding into center field to go get a guy on the pivot, but when you're sliding hard straight into second base like Joey Batts did, he didn't come in high. That's old-school baseball sending a message back. You got me, now I'm coming for you. And as it relates to Odor, well, that's the throw you make in the, you know, when you're turning that pivot trying to throw to first and you know somebody's coming at you. You throw it right at his face and force him to get down.
Well, let me just stop you with that. We got a thing we call Laredo. When a ball player, when an infielder comes like a submarine, shortstops do this, and second baseman do this when they want the runner to get down. If the runner doesn't get down, he's wearing that baseball in Miller's forehead. Of course, we don't want to see anything like that, but that was intentional. Odor coming from Laredo, coming from underneath, telling Batista he better get down. And for what I saw the replay, he may have skimmed the top of his helmet a little bit that enabled that throw to go wide there a little bit. So, you know, he had that in his mind already about it. So it's just payback all the way around. So, look, we're talking about it on Monday morning. The banter just talked about it Monday morning. The slide and everything else. Baseball is changing, but it's never going to change that much when you do things to show that you don't have a lot of people. You know, they took that to the tilt with that bat flip last year, and I had a lot of conversation with guys and fans that are out of the game. Oh, he did it because you know, he was excited. I'm sure he didn't need to show anybody. Well, you're not a ball player. You don't sit on that bench. You don't do that against. You wouldn't do that against Nolan Ryan. You wouldn't do that against Steve Caldwell or Bruce Keeson. You'd be wearing that in your second or third rib or whatever side you hit, whatever side of the plate you hit. It's just things that will never be forgotten, and ball players don't forget that. So far as I'm concerned, they picked a hell of a time to do it, man. And they got the guy who just served a little time doing it.
I think, well said. I think the one thing we forget is – you know, I know this was really about getting even and keeping score, but it was a one-run game at the time. And Joey Batts, by the way, he did break up the double play because the throw went wide in a one-run game. So he did achieve his other intended purpose, which was perhaps to win the baseball game. I think in a regular season game like this, and you can comment on that better than I can, this wasn't about winning the game. This was about getting even.
They had this plan since the day they showed up. And they knew this is the last time they're going to be facing each other. They're picked their spot. They've been talking about it for a long time. So you get a guy just got called from AAA. He's the one chosen to do it. He's not afraid. And he made the point. They hit Prince Fielder, something that I wouldn't do. I would hit Batista, but I wouldn't hit Prince Fielder because that guy could squash it with a pair of his thighs right there. But you know, it was planned. The game wasn't that much of a big deal. But look, there's another chance at it. They both could win the division. Who knows? They may be playing it again to see who gets to the World Series. That'll be something.
Well, you know, Warren, we've got you for about a minute before we hit a hard break. You mentioned before Joe's question, we're talking about it. And Bryce Harper's made the point baseball needs to be more exciting. You know, it's modern baseball. It's different guys and different generations and everything else. I've heard people commenting this morning, this is good for the game. The one caveat I'll throw in there, and I want your opinion, you're dealing with bats and balls, and people can get seriously hurt.
Uh-huh.
Do they have to take that into consideration when they're expounding that this is a good thing for baseball when a brawl like this happens?
Well, look, they do it in hockey all the time. It's part of hockey. So, you know, they got kids watching that ball game too. But when you got a baseball game and you got kids watching baseball game, you're throwing hands out there. That happens in heated play. So, you know, I don't have a problem with what went down. I like to see some things come back just a little bit and try to make this game fun, the intensity of it, running home, sliding over, knocking the catcher over, you know, not going in high, trying to hurt somebody, not trying to hit somebody in the middle of the forehead when you're turning a double play. But you got to send a message. You got to keep this game on edge always. You got to keep something away from being too predictable. It gets really boring if baseball comes predictable.
Crow, we've got to bounce. I'm coming up against a hard break. Thanks so much. We'll do it again so soon. Really appreciate it. Bye-bye now.
You got it.
When you need, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Ow. Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Goldbond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Goldbond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Goldbond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two croissant sandwich for just $4 today, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
You wouldn't believe it if I told you this was the biggest loss of my whole career. Really? Great for you guys. So what if a bookie gets hit hard? Big joke. Big joke. Never occurs to you that I got a wife and kids like other people. Well, there goes the 2 weeks at camp I promised the kids this summer. What are you going to do with all that loot?
Get an operation so I can play my violin again.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, at Span 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Crow had an interesting take on a lot of that stuff, Joe. And, you know, again, you and I are both old school when it comes to hardball. You know, you settle it on the field, you do it the baseball way. But baseball, by doing the legislating that they have done, has eliminated a lot of that. It got taken a step further.
Well, you know, we talked about it in the opening segment of the hour, and we're going to talk a little bit about it now. Crow seems to see it much like we do. You legislate, that was just good old school baseball right up until Rougned Odor throwing the right hand. Beyond that, it was old school baseball. I understand the slide technically is illegal because it started, it was borderline that it started late. I thought it was just a clean old school takeout slide.
Me too.
And the throw by Odor, that's, as Crow called it, going Laredo. That's what shortstops and second basemen do on the pivot when they want to make sure you stay down on that slide. Because if you don't, you eat the baseball. And we talked about that together in our first segment. Crow backed it up. Basically, what he was saying, he supported what you said about the timing. He said that was conceived to be that way. We want to get ours in last and skip town, as it were, and have you guys out the door with not having much of a chance to retaliate in any meaningful way. So you guys both addressed the timing factor, and it was explained perfectly by an old-school baseball guy. He also agreed with us. Old-school baseball slide, old-school going Laredo, old-school, everything was old-school about that, even right to the point where the bench is clear and everybody dances right up until the Rougned Odor right hand. You know, this happens to be a guy who's just good with his hands and he's not afraid to throw them. Back in 2011, an A-ball game, he was the guy who made the takeout slide.
Right.
And he was jogging off the field, and I think it was the shortstop this time who was on the pivot, got in his face. And he nailed the shortstop with a right hand, almost as good as the one he nailed Joey Bats with. So this is not a guy reticent to fight in any way, shape, or form. Maybe if it's somebody else who's turning that double play, maybe we have the usual baseball fight and we're not having this discussion. But I think to kind of wrap this up before we move on to previewing the Western Conference Finals in the NBA, it was just old school baseball played by new school guys,
right,
legislated in a new school way that ended up causing this incident to escalate to the level that it did.
No question about it. But I do want to ask you this because, you know, we asked Warren and we got his opinion about it. And I've heard a number of people talking about this as I was, you know, just listening to opinions, as it were, about this particular fight. And a lot of people have referenced Bryce Harper and Trout and all these guys who were talking about the fact that the game needs more excitement. And I actually heard one commentator who shall go nameless say, I'd love to see a fight in every single baseball game.
Why wouldn't you name him?
Well, yeah, you know, it was Greeny.
It was who?
Greenberg.
Well, if he'd like to see a fight in baseball, he doesn't like baseball. I don't need fights in baseball just like I don't need fights in hockey. I've always been of the mindset, you know, fights in hockey are distinctly a North American thing.
Right.
And, you know, when you watch the international game, which ends up doing the best ratings of hockey in North America, something such as an Olympics, and there is no fighting, there's the bigger ice distance, the bigger ice size, and it's a much more wide open game. So in essence, when you say, other than a combat sport like boxing or mixed martial arts, that you need fighting in the sport, you'd be happy with a fight every day. You know what that means? You just don't like the sport. So don't bother to watch it. Move on, because it's silly to ask for a fight in every sport. That's not where the excitement lies. I get no excitement out of a hockey fight. It's boring in that it's, you know, a couple of punches, then they clutch and grab, and it takes 20 minutes to clean all the gloves and sticks off the ice, and then the referees have to go over to the boards and sort out all the penalties. And I have to sit there and wait instead of watching hockey. I don't enjoy it. I don't enjoy baseball fights because, in reality, they never fight. I don't enjoy basketball fights because in all reality, they never fight because basketball players can't fight. I don't need to see fights in sports that aren't combat sports. I enjoy the sport. Let's play the sport.
Well, you know, to finish the thought, because he said, well, you know, that's the inner demon in me, as it were. He goes, I recognize consciously it would be a bad thing for the sport. He said, but it was an exciting moment that we're talking about today. Now, it still takes me back to what the younger players are saying, that, you know, if there's a bat flip, if there's posturing after a save situation and things along those lines, this is the new generation. But the reality is that bat flip, new generation, old generation, whatever the circumstances were, there were some guys who were new generation that didn't sit well with, and it ended up causing a brawl. So they can talk about wanting to make the game more exciting all they want. The reality is there's going to be a lot of people who are going to resent it, and you can try to justify it as being new school baseball any way you want. The reality is it caused a brawl.
Showmanship, while it's increased in professional sports, there will be the guys on the wrong end of the showmanship will always bristle, and they'll handle it. And it seems that they always go back to the old school way of handling it, regardless of sport, regardless of time. So, you know, regardless of times. So the realities are this was showmanship, and the opposition bristled at it. And they waited for the right opportunity, and boy, did they handle it. Like I said, the only guy who went out of bounds from what would be old guard was Rougned Odor. Right. And it's just that he has a proclivity for fighting, and he's not afraid to throw his hands. You know, to me, that's where we are. And I get what you said. You wanted to finish your thought on about Greeny. It's the inner devil in him or whatever. I don't get it. If you like a sport, you don't need it. It's like guys who say, I only watch NASCAR racing for the accidents. Well, you don't like racing.
That's
it's okay.
Right.
You don't have to watch it.
No, I
that's
couldn't
fine.
Agree more.
But the
like
silliness of you know, having to root for this dark side of the sport, it would make it exciting. Not really. You know, because basically, you know, those that were excited about the fight still didn't watch the game. They just caught the highlight on SportsCenter. That fight's not going to take anybody to a baseball game, and it's not going to make people watch it. So it's not going to accomplish any you know, extended purpose or anything. So I just think that's a silly premise by Greeny.
Yeah, like I said, he said it was his inner voice. He realized the realities of it, and I just wanted to get that out there. It wasn't that he was advocating fighting. It was just that, you know, in the particular moment, you know, he was like, all right, this isn't so bad, and you know, and it went on from there. But, you know, again, I couldn't agree with you more. Everything was handled old school baseball up until the punch.
Right. Exactly right.
Well, yeah.
That's it. Shot to the ribs, plunked in the ribs, et cetera, et cetera. Old school baseball. What do you say we move along, Bob, and we give our thoughts on the Western Conference Finals, which I think is going to be a nip-and-tuck series throughout. We talked a lot with Joey McWilliams from OklahomaSports.net about the fact that OKC is playing their best ball of the year. And these last couple of months, one of their big bugaboos, you know, back end of the regular season into the playoffs, that inability to close out, that's really been mitigated. All of a sudden, they've embraced this identity of this size that they have. And we've talked about it a lot. It's not something they run away from anymore. And that size has developed under Billy Donovan this year. We've seen the continued and accelerated growth of Steven Adams. We've talked about Enes Kanter and his ability to defend now being something that is not a liability, and it allows him to stay on the floor late. And now Serge Ibaka, he's still a quality player, but of those three, he's the third best. And he's always been a good defender. He's been a decent offensive player who's developed a three-point shot. So they have a stable of bigs that few teams in the NBA can match up with, including the Golden State Warriors, especially when you factor in that they're going to be without Andrew Bogut for some or much of this series. I think you couple that with the fact that I know Golden State has a ton of firepower, but OKC's got two of the 10 best offensive players in the game. They have plenty of firepower of their own. They're healthier. They're playing better basketball right now than the Golden State Warriors, who are not playing great on the defensive end. And because of some of the injuries and some of the other things they're dealing with, they haven't been as consistent on the offensive end. In our time in talking to Joey, we also talked about the fact that I know Golden State holds the edge in the regular season series, but these their games have been close throughout and contested. And the big thing was that Oklahoma City inability to close out kind of reared its ugly head in those games. They seem to have got past that. So as a result, I'm of the mindset that there's some clear advantages that Oklahoma City can exploit that will make this a very tough series for the Golden State Warriors.
No question about it. I think you bring up a bunch of valid points there. But I'm going to be very curious to see, as Billy Donovan tries to play big ball, whether or not Golden State can exploit it by playing small ball and gas the bigs of OKC. And I brought that up with Joey, and I think it's something that they're going to have to keep an eye on. I think you raised valid points about Golden State not being on top of their game at this point in time. But look, they're smelling another trophy, another trip to the finals. They are the defending champions. They know what they're in for. And as we talked about in the Toronto series, every time we thought that DeRozan and Kyle Lowry were turning the corner and now they finally got it together and okay, this is the turning point, well, they would let you down. I want to see Oklahoma City, when they're in that tight matchup, either in game one or game two, and they have the ability to close it out, do it. Because doing it against
San Antonio. They threw it out throughout the San Antonio series, and were on the right side of all the late-game situations in that one.
No question about it. However, Billy Donovan had discovered a matchup he could exploit, and that was big against big, where Oklahoma City ended up having a dominant advantage with that. If that doesn't turn out to be the case in this series, and they have to go back to small ball, where Serge is in there a little more often at the end of the game, and Enes is nailed to the bench, I want to see whether or not they can close it out in that situation. Do it in game one or game two. I mean, I don't expect them to take two games in Oakland. But, you know, do it in one of those games. Close it out. Bring it back to the Chesapeake with one game in hand. And then, yeah, I'll buy in a little more as to their ability to beat Golden State. Look, I think it's going to be a competitive series. But I'm still tilting towards Golden State because they got the ring and Oklahoma City doesn't.
No, I'm going the other way. I'm much like Joey. I think OKC is going to win this one in six because I think they've really found something. And I don't think you're going to be able to guess those Oklahoma City bigs because there's plenty of them. I got three of them I can all throw out there and use in different situations. And one of them in Serge Ibaka even becomes a guy who can stretch the floor for me. Durant's been great against Golden State all year long and will continue to be. And if Westbrook, I think, as Joey said, doesn't turn the ball over late, and Russell Westbrook just plays basketball instead of playing in a way that his critics want him to play, I think it's going to be a dynamite series. But I think OKC has some advantages they can exploit, and it's not been gold standard Golden State Warriors basketball. It's been gold standard Oklahoma City Thunder basketball. They're on the ascent. I think they actually turned Golden State's historic regular season into a footnote in NBA history, move on to the NBA Finals to take on the Cleveland Cavaliers in what would be one hell of a series.
Yeah, I think it's a fair statement. I get the evaluation. I understand it. I'm still going to go the other way. I'm going to go with the champions until somebody knocks them off.
Fair enough, Bob. We'll tie a bow around it for a Monday here on the other side. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. This is the Spano on Black Attack on Sports Byline. You be sure to keep it where it is.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio.
There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the coast at Span 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA, if Twitter is more your thing. And, you know, it's going to be a fun series. Starts tonight in Oakland. And, you know, again, the possibility, and Joe's 100% right when it comes to that. If they lose this series, the 73-9 will just be a footnote. That's all it'll be. It'll be talked about. But without a championship, it's exactly that, a footnote. And that's going all the way. That's beating Cleveland or Toronto, whoever comes out of the East. We both believe it's going to be Cleveland. But the reality is that, Golden State, they got to go all the way with this. And I think they will. It's just, as much as I like OKC and I love Durant and Westbrook as players, they're two of the greatest in the game. Billy Donovan's doing a hell of a job coaching that basketball team, and I don't think he will be overmatched in any way, shape, or form. But I think the ability of Golden State to just finish the job is there. They've got the ring. They want another one. They want to back up what they did during the regular season. It's a very talent-laden roster. It's a deep roster. I think Iguodala is going to be a key. I think the ability to gas the bigs is going to be a key. And a lot of people aren't seeing it that way, but that's the way I'm seeing it. I think even with the depth, even with the ability to go into the bench and go three big deep, I think those guys are going to get gassed chasing around those smaller and Golden State players, and I think it's going to show, particularly late in the game when it's closeout time. Like I said, I can be convinced. You know, do it in game one, do it in game two out in Oakland. Bring it back level. And then I'll be having a different conversation with Joe, and, you know, I'll eat my humble pie. I'm more than happy to do it. But I got to be shown first, and I haven't been shown yet. So that's it for the Attack. Want to thank Joey McWilliams and Warren Cromartie for coming on board. Terrific spots from both of them. For Joe Spano, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.